Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 6th. Today's devotion is entitled, Why Do All These Names Matter? We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 3, verse 5. These were born to him in Jerusalem, Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel. The chronicler wrote to the returned exiles to remind them that God's covenant promises had not failed. Despite the nation's exile and the apparent collapse of David's kingdom, what appeared to be another list of names was actually a testimony to God's faithful preservation of the Davidic line through which the promised Messiah would come. Rather than emphasizing David's moral failures, the chronicler highlighted God's covenant faithfulness. Even the mention of Bathshua, or Bathsheba, as it's reported in 1 Samuel, and her four sons pointed beyond itself. Two of those sons, Nathan and Solomon, became significant in the New Testament genealogies of Jesus. Matthew traced Christ's royal lineage through Solomon, while Luke traced his human ancestry through Nathan. Every name declared that God had faithfully preserved his promise from one generation to the next until the coming of his son. It is easy for us to skim over biblical genealogies because we do not recognize most of the names. Yet every name represents another generation through which God quietly accomplished his redemptive plan. The same God who preserved David's family for centuries is faithfully accomplishing his purposes in our lives, even when we cannot see the whole picture. As we read Scripture, we should always look for Jesus, for all of God's promises find their fulfillment in him. When we remember that every page of the Bible ultimately points to Christ, we better understand why all these names matter. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your unfailing faithfulness through every generation. Thank you for preserving the line of David and fulfilling your promise by sending Jesus, our Savior and King. Help us read your word with eyes that always look for Jesus. Strengthen our confidence that you are faithfully accomplishing your purposes in our lives, even when we cannot see the outcome. In Jesus' name, amen.